This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, the American Soybean Association and the Soy Foods Association of North America called the Dairy Pride Act unnecessary. The act would prohibit the term milk from being used with soy milk and soy milk-based products under the premise that the term milk is misleading to consumers. In a letter to the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee this week, the group said the legislation is unnecessary as no confusion in the market exists. The two organizations argue that the term soy milk has been in commercial use since 1947 and that consumers of soy milk clearly understand that the product is derived from soybeans rather than cow's milk. The letter cited a 2006 Soy Foods Association study that found out of more than 800 respondents, none believed cow's milk to be an ingredient in soy milk. The letter follows a separate letter to the Food and Drug Administration sent last week in which the Soy Foods Association concluded that the use of the name soy milk complies with FDA regulations on common or usual names and noted that soy milk has been included in USDA materials dating back to 1963. In other news, more than 80 agriculture groups signed off on a letter to President Donald Trump Tuesday, calling on the administration to reduce and eliminate tariffs and other restrictive ag policies in the Asia-Pacific region. By doing so, the ag groups say the move would allow American workers to supply Asian markets with high-quality food and agricultural goods. President Trump has signed an executive order removing the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement with Asia-Pacific countries, preventing billions of dollars in added exports for U.S. agriculture. In the letter, the farm groups say, "We hope your administration will create such opportunities for our sector by deepening U.S. economic engagement in this critical region while responding to the Asia-only regional trade agreements being negotiated by our foreign competitors." The groups go on to say that 95% of ag's potential customers live outside of the U.S. borders and that expanding access to international markets is essential to the success of the industry. Well, if you've paid attention to national agriculture news at all over the past year, you know that there's been some major controversy over food that's considered to be a GMO or genetically modified organism. One man that wants to fight this misinformation and stand up for GMOs is a Canadian entrepreneur and certified agricultural consultant named Rob Syke. Rob recently spoke at a Linco Precision meeting in Nokomis, and I had a chance to speak with him after his presentation. The next 2 days, we'll be spending some time visiting with Rob about his experiences and passions.
I'm a farm kid from northeastern Alberta in Canada. And took my background in agriculture and began to work in the crop input side. When by the time I was 28, I had two crop retail businesses, and I sold them both in my 30s. And I began to work on crop nutrition. So my background really is plant physiology, soil chemistry, and crop nutrition. I had experience in a variety of different areas globally, sulfur industry, etc. But in 1997, I formed the AgriTrend Group of Companies. AgriTrend is a consultancy or coaching organization. I built it to about 200 people. We don't sell inputs, fertilizer, chemical, or seed. We don't sell that. We don't buy grain. We don't sell equipment. We really get involved with coaching farmers and technology transfer, helping farmers integrate technology. And then around 2001, we launched a data platform into the cloud before there was a cloud. And then in November of 2015, Katie, we were acquired by Trimble. So AgriTrend and AgriData are now part of the Trimble organization, which is how I kind of find myself on Skip Kleinfelter's farm today.
Well, I'm glad you were here to give us the presentation. So you said you grew up in Canada, started out your business. Is that where the home base was? And then you've since expanded with being now part of Trimble, offices throughout the world. A little more background info.
Yeah, no problem. We started in Canada and then expanded all the way throughout the United States. So we had 30 PhDs and about 60, 70 people on the ground scattered around North America. I've worked internationally, Kazakhstan, Russia. I've done work in Australia, New Zealand. And I just got back from Uganda. So I've invested in a farming operation in Uganda. We have 4,600 acres of corn and rice that we're growing there, two crops a year that we're growing. 2000, I've always been interested in technology integration. In 2014, I wrote a book called The Agriculture Manifesto, and it talks about 10 key drivers that I think will shape ag in the next decade. So I did that, and then it was about 2015, I embarked on a really ambitious project, which was to make a movie. So I'm a movie producer now, farm kid turned movie producer, but I'm making a movie right now called No GMO, and it's K-N-O-W. It's about understanding genetic engineering. So no GMO is a play on word, but really it's about the knowledge of genetic engineering, no GMO to understand it. That's what I'm. So lots of different things in my background, but that's what I'm working on.
Well, as someone that's involved with the ag industry every day, I'm not a farmer myself, but for you to be producing a movie about educating people about GMOs, that's something that farmers have got to be excited about. What drove you to do this? I know there's a lot of controversy right now and, I guess, misunderstandings about what GMOs are. You know, is it safe? Is it not safe? Obviously, the ag industry, we're not worried about them, but consumers are. So I guess I kind of just threw a lot at you in that question, but what made you say, I would like to produce this movie and educate people about GMOs?
I don't know exactly, Katie, when it happened, but at some point something snapped in me, and I said, this non-GMO, this anti-GMO nonsense has got to stop. I mean, if people dislike a company like Monsanto, fine, that's their opinion. They're a great company. I have a lot of respect for them. However, to have that sort of form your philosophy around throwing out a science, this science of genetic engineering is an advancement of genomics and data management and computing technology, and it is the next frontier for us being able to feed the planet. It's a tool in our toolbox. It'd be like you having a leaky sink and stuff, and your faucets are leaking. You call a plumber, and he opens up his toolbox, and he pulls out a roll of tape, and you say, where are all your tools? He says, well, I had them, but they all were all taken away. All I got is this tape, you know? And that's the way I feel agriculture is. We're being berated right now, and we're being vilified for a technology really that is almost exactly the opposite of what you hear on the Internet. You know, people say GMOs use more chemical. No, they don't. They use less chemical, and they use less abrasive or less toxic products in the environment. GMOs are causing soils to erode. No, they're not. They're allowing us to use minimum tillage technology. GMO technology is in the control of the multinationals. No, it's not. I just got back from Uganda, where I'm farming over there, and I visited with researchers that have banana and rice and cassava and maize cures for drought tolerance or saline resistance and biofortification and disease resistance, and this is all made by Ugandan scientists using genetic engineering. So I get really tired of the anti-GMO sentiment out there. If you ask somebody, what is GMO, 99.9% of the people who are against it can't even tell you the definition of what it is or is not. And the reason is because the definition is lousy to begin with. Really, GMO is meaningless. We've been modifying all farm animals and all livestock, and people with Siamese cats or people with bulldogs or pug dogs, do you think that's not genetically modified? Give me a break, right? So we're using technology these days to solve the biggest challenges facing agriculture, which is drought tolerance, intolerant, drought resistance, and diseases that come in like rusts and pathogens, or the citrus greening that's killing the Florida citrus industry right now. That industry is on the verge of extinction. So we need this technology to solve those kind of problems.
Rob Syke, a Canadian entrepreneur and certified agricultural consultant, and we'll continue our conversation with Rob tomorrow morning. And for now, that's all we have for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.